Every 2 years, the state sends the EPA a list of impaired waters. The DNR tells why the rivers or lakes are not supporting many fish or are not suitable for swimming or other recreation. A draft document from the DNR proposes adding 35 waters for the first time and putting another 15 or so back on the list, while only removing two. DNR official Bob Masnado says one reason for the longer list is better monitoring of beaches.
We have more participants in our beach monitoring program, in particular on the Great Lakes, but even more so on the inland waters. There are more counties and local health departments that are beginning monitoring. As we have more monitoring, we learn of problems that have probably been around for a while, but we're just now beginning to document them to the point where we realize we've got a problem that needs attention.
Masnado says bacteria is the biggest problem at the beaches. He says at other locations, mercury from coal-burning power plants is one of the biggest culprits.
Mercury is an airborne pollutant that is responsible for half of the waters on our list. That being, mercury is directly related to fish consumption advisories.
The DNR board this year is expected to vote on a plan to reduce mercury emissions. Sediments and fertilizers are other common pollutants of waters on the impaired list. Masnado contends the public should not be concerned about the list growing. He says the document helps the DNR prioritize what waters to try to improve first. You can comment on the proposed list through March 19th. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.